Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about why focus is so important and how to get more of it.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And one way that both Stelly and I have discovered in the last few months is a product that actually helps you focus, relax, or sleep. And specifically, the number one use case I have for it, and I know Stelly does too because we talk about this, is focus. And the product is essentially replaces the music you listen to with their sort of music, and it's backed by science to actually help you focus, relax, or sleep. And you probably don't already believe me because it's like, how can something like that actually be scientifically proven to help you focus? Well, they've done studies on it. And I know you're probably dying to hear, like, what is he talking about? Well, it's this product and you can get a 20% discount on it. So I'm going to jump right into that part of it, which is it's at brain.fm/startup chat. And it's only $40 a year or $6 a month if you go to brain.fm/startup chat. Now, here's the thing. We're going to talk about focus today. This is the number one way we've found to actually focus, which is listen to music that's designed to help you focus. That's it. And the studies prove it. So, you know, the episode's over. It's just a big, you know, ad for brain.fm. Just kidding. I wanted to mention this because I rarely find something that works this well for me. The last time I found something that works this well for me that actually helps me basically focus, it's something really weird, which is I would play the same song on repeat while I'm working.
Yeah.
So that's the last thing that worked for me. Yeah. And I still like that sometimes, but this is way different. So, you know, it's one of these things where you really desire focus if you're working, especially when you're in work mode, whatever you're doing, whether you're having to jam through, you know, a whole bunch of emails or you're writing a blog post or you're sitting there trying to do some actual like programming even. There's like this almost like, how do you get out of your head while you're doing that and get into the work? Mm. And that's what I really like about any of these methods that help people focus, which is this idea that you're getting out of your head, you're getting into the work. And that's what I'm really looking to do when I want to focus. So I think it's important because we can be in our heads. And like, even right now, while I'm talking to you, I could have 5 billion other thoughts in my head, right?
Such as even thoughts. There's like, you could do 5 other things. You could be checking your phone while responding to some Slack chat while having a blog post open.
That's so true. So there's so many distractions. You cannot have those when you're actually trying to get something done and you either have a deadline or you just want to be really productive. And focus is really important for that. So it's something where like, I think we take some of these things for granted, like you said, that we can do all these things at the same time. And then we end up doing them. And then we end up like, you know, looking back at the day and be like, well, what do we get done? Without focus, nothing gets done.
So how do we focus more, right? So one thing people can do, and I think this is something everybody has probably experienced, that music can really help you focus, right? The right type of music. I've always struggled with this in the past when I was listening to music I liked that didn't work to put me in a focused zone, right? Where I was like, you know, trying to listen to music to get into the zone and then the music itself was actually making it harder for me to focus and concentrate until I kind of found a few types of either songs or types of music that work. But even then, it's always a hustle if I don't have the right playlist or if I don't like the playlist, it may not work. I really love brain.fm, so definitely do what Heaton told you to do, brain.fm/startup chat and check that out. So music can be a way to get in the zone. What are other things that can help people to focus more and to get more focus into their day and into their work? What are some of the tips when we can go back and forth and give people a few new ideas to try out?
Yeah, I find this one not a new idea, but an idea that always works for me at least, which is have one big rock for the day. So what's that one big thing you need to get done no matter what for the day and make sure that you get it done? I have one big rock that I have actually today. I even had one big rock on the weekend. So today there's this document I need to make to go send to a company. And it's probably my biggest rock today because I know it's going to take a little while. And it's something where if I get that done, I'm going to feel really accomplished. So by having that one big rock and actually writing it down, I think you can literally focus just on that thing and do that thing early on in the day. That's the other key.
If you do that, then it
just makes it easy to focus on the one thing because it's just the only thing on your list.
Yeah, I love that. So I'll give you the opposite of that, just to play off of it, right? So
yeah.
So I love having the 80-20, the one big item. If I only can get one thing done today, what is it? Let's go and do that. Let's do that first because I'm going to feel great. And then everything else is just a cherry on top. That's killer. Sometimes though, that one big thing, it comes with a certain level of resistance to me, at least to me, right? Sometimes the thing that I really should tackle first is the thing I really want to tackle first, or the thing that where, I don't know, maybe I'm lacking clarity, maybe I'm lacking the right approach. So when I start working on it, I feel a lot of internal resistance. It's hard. It feels hard to me to get into the task and get that done. And sometimes what I've learned is that I can get stuck if I get too attached to that thing. So then I have to go the exact opposite route and ask myself, what out of the things that I wanted to do today is the simplest thing to get done? And basically what I'm just telling myself is, I am not in the zone yet. I'm not in a flow state. I'm not in a productive state. So hence, I need to get maybe a few small things done to get myself in a flow state, to get into a productivity and focus state, to then be able to tackle this more complicated or more valuable, more complex task. So maybe I'll just get a few small things done to get some easy wins and quick wins, feel good, get in the zone, get focused, and then I go back to tackle that big item. So that's something that I've tried many times, or I've used many times as a little bit of a mental hack. When I feel stuck and when I have a difficult time to focus and to get a really important thing done, I go and tackle some easy, small things to get in the zone before I re-attack that big item.
I like that. I've used that before too. Start with small things if you're stuck.
There you go. The other thing I'll throw out there in terms of getting more focus in your life, and we've talked about this before, and this is an episode I recommend everybody to listen to again. It's actually one of the first episodes that we did in the first 100, right? In the golden age of these podcast episodes that we made, which is episode 38, Learning How to Say No. So go to thestartupchat.com, episode 38, Learning How to Say No. I think that's an incredibly powerful tool to get more focus in your life and in your work and day. We all tend to just look at what are the things I should say yes to? What are my to-dos for today? What are the things I want to focus on? But a great way to actually focus is not just to look at what you want, but also to decide what you don't want or what you're not going to look at or not going to work on today. So sometimes I'll start my day with a not to-do list and just go, what is all the shit that's been on my mind, on my to-do list, in my inbox, that I'm not going to give any energy or attention today. And I'll make a list. I'll be like, this is all the things I'm giving myself permission to ignore. And then I go, well, okay, if I can ignore all these things, what are the things I don't want to ignore that I want to focus on? And sometimes just the mere act of saying no to things or defining what you're not going to get distracted by or what you're not going to give any attention to can kind of free up all this mental RAM space to really apply your energy and your brain power to the thing you really want it applied to. And so to increase the level of focus that you have on your tasks.
Yeah, I really like that.
All right. I think this is it for us for this episode on why focus is important, how to get a little bit more of that focus in your day and in your work and life. As Heaton said, please go check out brain.fm/startupchat. If you sign up for the free trial, play around with the music list. Both Heaton and I love it. We wouldn't talk about it otherwise. And if you ever have any challenges, any questions around it, or need any help, we personally vouch for any service that we are advocating for on the podcast. So you can just email us directly. You don't have to deal with anybody else's support. You just email the Stelly and Heaton support team and just stelly@flows.com or hhr@gmail.com. We'll take care of you. We'll make sure that you're taken care of. This is it for us for this episode. We'll see you very soon.
Cheers.